Hello and welcome to my podcast channel. I'm Snigdha Sri Lakshmi Sunit and you're listening to Snigdha's Talks. Let's continue the summary of Percy Jackson and the Sea of Monsters.
Percy's mom said that the camp would have let them know if something was wrong with Grover, but she tensed up while she said camp. So Percy asked what it was. But then her face came back to normal and she said that nothing. We'll be going to celebrate the end of school. You can also bring your friend Tyson and we'll go to the skateboard shop you always loved. Percy was shocked because they were struggling with money and his mother just said that they'll be taken to a skateboard shop. Well, that was tempting.
Then something came back to his mind. Percy was supposed to pack up and go to the camp tonight. So then Sally said that Kyron had contacted her a little while ago and said that it might not be safe for Percy to come to the camp. And Percy knew that Kyron only contacted his mother in case of emergencies. Percy said that he is a half-blood and the only safe place for him in the whole world is Camp Half-Blood and how could they not go there? But she said they have to postpone. But they were having big troubles and Sally said that she was hoping to talk about this in the afternoon and even Kyron can't explain everything because everything happened so suddenly. Percy was heated up thinking everything. He had a million questions in his mind. Then the kitchen clock said it was 7:30. So Percy had to head to school and Tyson was waiting. So Sally asked him to go down and meet Tyson. He still wanted to ask her questions, but he saw the fragile look in her eyes. If he asked her something else, she would start to cry. But there was also another reason. Tyson will be waiting by the subway station. If he didn't get there on time, he will be scared traveling underground. But Percy stopped. He turned back and asked his mother, "The problem in the camp, does it in any way relate about the dream he had about Grover?" Sally couldn't answer him. She just looked and told, "We'll talk about this in the next afternoon. Please, I'll explain as much as I can." So Percy said his goodbye and left. That's all for today. Let's continue this in the next podcast. So till then, stay tuned. This is Snigdha signing off. Take care and have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.